my lovelies, welcome back to the Level Up Mindset podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about something that affects all of us at one time in life. Sometimes even more. For most of us, every day to an extent. And it's the one thing that will stop you from getting the things you want done, as well as achieve the things you want to achieve. So no matter how big or small a goal you have, this little bugger will always get in the way. And that is procrastination. So I'm sure you've heard the term procrastinating, finding other things to do that are not what we actually want to do or need to do. Distractions always get in the way and they seem like a good idea at the time. But the problem is that when you allow procrastination to take over your everyday life and every little task you do, one, you don't get it done. Two, you never get the real result that you want and the real things that you want, and you end up becoming more frustrated. So if you can become more aware of when you're procrastinating, why it happens, and how to make little changes so that you can stop doing that, it will make a big difference, and you'll notice changes happen very, very quickly. I was a long-term procrastinator. I still find myself doing it at times. And the reason for it, and the reason for all procrastination, is because it is so much easier to do something that feels comfortable, that feels easy, and feels more fun. And most of the time we procrastinate on the things that we really don't want to do. Like, who really wants to tidy the house? Most of us want a tidy house. We just don't want to do it. Or who wants to hang the washing up and do the ironing? I don't know about you guys. Some people find it therapeutic. I am just not one of them. And who really wants to work on their side hustle when they've been working all week at their day job and they have a list of things to do, and come the day off, you just don't want to do it. You find something way more fun. This is all forms of procrastination, and they all start within your subconscious mind. So like most things, it's all about internal changes. If you want to change the outside, you have to change the inside. And procrastination is also one of those things. So if you are someone who finds that come your day off, you have a list of things to do and you get none of them done, you end up finding a Netflix show you've been dying to watch, or a friend calls and even though you're only meeting them for a part of your day, you end up doing nothing until you meet your friend. You might think you need more time to get ready, or end up just finding something random to do. Do you know the amount of times I've gone to do something and then I've said to myself, I'll just have a quick wee scroll through TikTok, or I'm just going to jump on YouTube. And the next thing you know, an hour and a half has passed. I haven't got what I planned on doing done. And I have wasted like an hour and a half of my day. And then I'm lethargic and feeling lazy and feeling like I deserve this time to myself. And of course, we do deserve some me time. But that me time and that great feeling only lasts temporarily whenever you have other things that you need to be getting done with. And whenever you have other goals, as much as the current feeling may feel better to not do them, in the long run, it's going to feel worse. It's like when you are trying to eat healthy, and or if you're on a diet and you're trying to cut back on snacks, the thing that you want to do the most is have those snacks, right? And how many times have you guys done this? Because I know I've done it a lot. I have been trying to eat healthy and I've been doing really well, and then I all of a sudden get this wee inkling for a little snack. And I'm like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And I do it. But because I've done it and I've broken the cycle, I'm like, oh, well, I might as well go all out. And it feels really good at the time because I'm like, oh my God, this full family size packet of crisps tasted delicious. And I had so much fun eating it whilst binging on Netflix. But then for the next week, I feel awful because I broke my diet and I didn't feel good. And it never ever feels as good as you think it's gonna. And the feeling that you get after it feels way worse than any good feeling. And that's also what happens with procrastination, is at the time it might feel much better to take your chill day and do nothing. But then if you've got all these things that you wanted to get done and you don't get them done, and then you're back to your working week again, it feels kind of crappy. And this can build up and build up and build up to the point where you have so much to get done that you don't know where to start, which then causes overwhelm and causes what I like to call chronic procrastination, where you don't get anything done because you have so much. You're like, oh, I don't know where to start, so I'm not going to do it. And again, this all comes from the subconscious mind. And most of the time, the procrastination will come to you whenever you have something that you need to do that doesn't feel as fun or as comfortable as not doing it. Like I say, tidying the house is not fun, but the feelings of it are great. However, if you just focus on that I cannot be bothered mood, and you think about how much energy it's going to take and how tired you're going to feel, that is going to stop you from doing the thing. And then you're never going to get the results. You're never going to know how good it feels. And the more that goes on, that vicious cycle, you forget the good feeling that you would have had you just done the thing that you wanted to do or that you needed to do. So something as small as tidying, all the way up to something as big as your goals or your side hustle or something that brings you passion and makes you feel good or that you're working towards so that you can create a better life for yourself and one that's more fulfilled. This still takes work and it takes internal work. So the way to understand this is the reason why we procrastinate is because deep within our subconscious mind is always trying to protect us. Remember that. Always trying to protect us from anything that is going to possibly bring us emotional distress or discomfort. And all right, that's not fun, because that something not fun can also bring emotional distress. So anything that doesn't feel like it's going to be that good, our subconscious mind will always try to stop us from doing that thing. So if it is something super big, like a goal that you want and you see other people doing it and you really, really want to do it, but come the day you want to get started and the day that you have time to actually get started, you find yourself not doing it, know that there's a big part of you that is feeling fear. And that fear is coming from the subconscious, and it is supposed to do that. It wants you to feel afraid because it never wants you to step out of this comfort zone. And I have spoken about the comfort zone before, but I'll just recap. Anything that you want that is different to what you have now, to go for that, you have to step out of your comfort zone. And in order to do that, you have to break that cycle of fear or face your fear or move on from your fear to do it. And no matter what you do, the subconscious is always going to give you that fear in one form or another. And you might not realize it deep down internally, you're feeling this fear. You might justify it with what I also like to call ego excuses and tell yourself, I don't have the time right now. I don't have everything I need to do this right now. I cannot do this. All these things are just your subconscious's way of trying to keep you within this comfort zone so that you don't go do the thing that you actually really want to do or have the results of doing. And when it comes to something small, like having to do house chores or life admin, I don't know about you guys, but man, being an adult sucks. The amount of life admin that is so boring and really doesn't get you anywhere or doesn't make you feel good enough to feel value in doing it, it just builds up. And I've been guilty of that so much in the past. But something I did discover is that when you can acknowledge your procrastination and feel within yourself, yeah, there's a reason why I'm not doing this. And it's not because I'm not capable and not because I don't have the resources to do it, but because my subconscious is trying to keep me there. When you can understand that, you'll be able to catch it out more. And you can internally fight with your own thoughts and prove them wrong. And this is all in my new consistency formula book. This is a book I'm so proud of. I just launched it a couple of weeks ago, and it talks about the subconscious and about these ego excuses. It covers everything you need to really understand this to a point where you know why you feel the way you feel, why you haven't done the things that you've wanted to do up until now. And it can help you to stop being the type of person that says they want to do something but actually never gets it done, to becoming someone who does what they say. And it is such an amazing feeling. And I'm going to give you a little tip today, just something to test this out. So a really great way of breaking these barriers is starting small, just baby steps, just one step. And that is, if you've been procrastinating up until now, or find a day when you are in that mode where you can't be bothered doing anything, or you know there's something you should be doing that, oh my God, the dread of it and the thought of the outcome of it is going to drive you mad, do it. So I'll give you an example. I had some life admin to do and I had to phone up and get a policy number for something so that I could fill out this form and send it away. And it was going to take a few steps, not a lot, but a few that I just really couldn't be bothered with. And the things that were going through my head were thoughts like, oh, this automated system is going to be a nightmare. What if I don't get through to the right person? These people on the phone are always so rude. It's so annoying. What if I need other information? What if this takes all day and I don't want to be doing this? I don't want to be doing this on my day off. Who does? But I caught my own procrastination and I said, Suze, man up, just get it done. So I ended up doing the phone call and got through quicker than I expected, funnily enough. Got through to someone who wasn't actually the most helpful. She was helpful to a degree, but not the most friendly. So I was semi-right in that the people on the phone weren't going to be the happiest or most helpful. But anyways, I got the information I needed. I then had to sign up for an account and do all this stuff. But I got the job done in the end. And as I was writing down this number that I needed and filled out all these forms, the feeling of elation that came over me was unbelievable. And one of the reasons was because I'd built this up to be something bigger than it really was. The full task in itself only really took 15, 20 minutes. And I had probably spent throughout the day before and the day before that in total about an hour, maybe even 2 hours, worrying about it. Not worrying that I couldn't do it, but just worrying about the full process of it. And those thoughts were also what were keeping me from doing this. That's how procrastination works. It builds things up to be worse than they are so that you end up not doing them. And if you're just realizing right now that this is something you've done, don't worry, because you can change it. And it all starts with just one change. Because what happens is, once you've done one task that you really couldn't be bothered doing, and you have that feeling of elation once you've done it, and that weight off your shoulders and all those worries are completely gone, you'll start to think, what else can I do that doesn't take long? And that's all it takes. It's all it takes to start to change and start to get more stuff done. I'm not saying that you need to change the whole world and change your life in a day, but if you start making the little changes and you start to realize how easy they are to change, everything feels a lot easier. And then when it comes to the big things that you want to achieve and stepping out of your comfort zone on a bigger scale, it will become easier because you'll have gotten rid of all the little crap. What I was saying earlier about how procrastinating over the little things will build up and build up until you've got so much to do, you feel overwhelmed. That overwhelm can stop you and could be stopping you right now from doing something major or something that's going to bring you a lot of joy. Because of all the little things that need to be done, the big things will never get done. But if you can start chipping away at the little things, eventually you'll have nothing to chip away at. You'll build better habits in the process. And then it'll just be your one goal that you need to do. And it's going to feel much easier and you're going to feel great about it. Because not only when you start ignoring what your subconscious is trying to tell you, ignoring all these negative thoughts and all these bad things that will happen, and when you start to realize, actually, I can do this and I can overcome my procrastination and I can do the little things that need done around the house and they're all done, you realize that you're more capable than you thought, and you'll not allow these negative thoughts to get you down again and get you feeling lazy and feeling unmotivated and feeling like you just cannot face the things you need to face for the day. It will make such a big difference, and it really has to my life in so many ways. When I wrote my first book, the amount of times I procrastinated on that, but also the amount of times I let my self-negative talk almost stop me from doing it was unreal. But once I published the first one, the other ones were so much easier because I knew I could do it. So when you're doing something, let's say you would like to have a tidy house and you're busy all week and you have to tidy it on your day off. Let's say you've been meaning to do it for so long and you haven't had it done, and then you do it one time. Come the following week, you're going to remember how good it felt that time you did it, and then you're going to want to do it again. And the more you keep repeating that cycle, the more you build this habit, the more it just becomes natural to you. And it no longer becomes something you dread, it just becomes something you do. And the more you can do that with all your other tasks and with different things that you want to try, the more fulfillment you'll get, but the more capable you'll be, and the easier things will get as well. So yeah, that is my take on procrastination. I hope you did enjoy it. I hope it did give you a little insight into why you're maybe procrastinating on your stuff. If you are interested in any of my books, I will leave them down below. The one I talked about today was The Consistency Formula, and this has everything you need to not only get started on your goals, but to understand why you've not been consistent to this point. It will keep you going because, like they say, consistency is a key to success. So if it's something that you're after in any field, any subject, or any part of your life, The Consistency Formula will help you. So thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll see you in the next one.